Welcome to Union City Radio for Sunday, October 4th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Here are highlights from this week's Union City Radio.
As a candidate, Donald Trump promised to protect workers and fight for us. But as president, Trump hasn't lived up to that noble rhetoric. The Economic Policy Institute last week issued a report on 50 ways that the Trump administration has been bad for workers. Very, very bad. According to the study, the Trump administration's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic marks the administration's most glaring failure of leadership. However, the report continues, the administration's response to the pandemic is in no way distinct from its approach to governing since President Trump's first day on the job. The administration has systematically promoted the interests of corporate executives and shareholders over those of working people and failed to protect workers' safety, wages, and rights. We've got a link to the full report, dclabor.org, where you can find out all 50 of the ways Trump has been bad for working people. The good news is that Giant last week announced a one-time appreciation bonus for grocery workers. The bad news, Giant has refused to even open negotiations over hazard pay with its workers' union. Meanwhile, Stop and Shop, which is owned by the same parent company, has not only agreed to open negotiations on a hazard pay deal, the company and the union just agreed to provide retroactive premium pay to all store associates. Leaders of both UFCW Local 400 in Metro D.C., and UFCW Local 27 in Baltimore last week sent a letter to Giant President Ira Kress to, quote, express our complete disgust, unquote, with Giant's refusal to negotiate. The Metro Washington Council's Community Services Agency is launching its 2020 Holiday Basket Program. The need has never been greater, says CSA Executive Director Sante Ducote. The Holiday Basket Program provides support to needy union and community families for the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. You can support the program by donating gift cards and grocery store cards from union grocers like Giant and Safeway to the Community Services Agency. Local unions and CSA partners may also adopt needy families for the Christmas holidays. For more information, email sducote, that's S-D-U-C-O-T-E, at dclabor.org.
Highlights from this week's Union City Radio, available wherever you listen to podcasts. In today's labor history, on this date in 1945, President Truman ordered the U.S. Navy to seize oil refineries, breaking a 20-state post-war strike. Today's labor quote is by John L. Lewis, president of the United Mine Workers of America from 1920 to 1960. John L. Lewis, who said, I have pleaded labor's case, not in the quavering tones of a feeble mendicant asking for alms, but in the thundering voice of the captain of a mighty host, demanding the rights to which free men are entitled. Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Find out more at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union, oh, yeah, the union will make us strong.
It will make us strong.